All right. We'll begin again with a little bit of review from the last couple days. So the first part there, we decided that music is an expression of the heart that will be brought before judgment, similar to a tattoo, right? If I get a full body tattoo, I'm expressing something, and music is similar. It's an expression of your heart that will be brought before judgment. Then also God will not accept strange fire. Like in the case of those priests that offered strange fire before the Lord, he did not accept it. Rather, he dropped fire on them and consumed them. So God does not accept strange fire. Yesterday we... To a plus or minus degree, agreed that music has effect on your bodily functions. I'm convinced of it. People can lose control of themselves based on prolonged exposure to some types of music. And when you're studying for an exam, if you play classical music, studies have shown that you score better than if you are in silence. Then we also talked about the need for personal bottom lines, personal guidelines that you've made up for yourself in music. We talked about avoiding the Song of Fools. And we talked about promoting the song, the new song of the redeemed. Does anyone want to go over any of that to remember? Or does something need challenged from previous days? For example, the Song of Fools we talked about is like the songs that glorify sin. The glorification of sin would be a Song of Fools. All right. Let's be free with your opinions again today. All right. So, music. We're going to talk about testing it by its appeal. So I'm going to say that music has three primary appeals, levels of appeal, or types of appeal to us. And one is to our body, which is the physical part of us, just simply our body. It appeals to us physically. Then another one is our spirit, which is our consciousness, and our ability to worship that part of us, our spirit. So music can appeal to our spirit. And then music can appeal to our soul, which is our mind, which is the artistic side of us, which is our will, and which is also our emotions. Now emotions is spread over all three, your body, your spirit, and your soul. So music can appeal to all three of those parts of us. And we're going to go about trying to like flesh that out. If I can play you a song and you can point which, any given song, what is the primary source of appeal or what is the primary type of appeal. So let's hear that verse, 1 Thessalonians 5:23. Gerald.
And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Okay. So that verse is saying that all three parts of us be preserved blameless. Okay. And what about 1 Corinthians 14:15?
What is it then? I will pray with the spirit, and I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also.
All right. So singing with your spirit. Just referring to the fact that you can sing with your spirit, right? From Scripture. All right. So could you guys tell me what is our capacity to worship? Like, what is our spirit? Could you help? Like, what is that?
Our connection with God.
Okay. I don't want to talk about the connection part, though. But it's the ability to have a connection with God, maybe.
When we worship, we attribute worth to something. And if we worship God, we're attributing worth to Him. That's why I'm making some reason we're taking the time for
okay. Worship. So if I'm worshiping Michael Jordan, I'm attributing worth to him. Okay. Valuing him. I gotcha. Yeah. Anything else? What is our spirit? Let's see if you guys have any more ideas on that.
I don't know if I'm on the right track, but the passions.
Okay. That's good. What about our soul? What is our soul? One thing, like I said earlier, it's possibly the artistic side of us, like the ability to recognize a beautiful sunset. And process and comprehend what it is, or a beautiful song, or so that's one aspect of our soul.
C.S. Lewis said, "We don't have a soul; we are a soul. We have a body. So, I think our soul is everything we are."
Our consciousness, just the fact that we are kind of here we are. A little bit hard to describe. Okay, so this one's the hardest one. What is our body? Right? It's just us. It's the rhythmic part of us. It's our brain, and it's our, you know, here we are. If we poke ourselves with a pin, we poked our body. But it is what we use to experience the world. Without our body, how would we recognize a beautiful sunset, or how would we hear music, or how would we recognize rhythm, or even comprehend rhythm without the physical part of us, right? Okay, so just as an illustration to to show a bit of a clash between order of appeal. So we have the song, "Where Will You Spend Eternity?" Now you know how that song goes. And just to get the feel of that song in us, like in our bodies, let's all sing just the first little bit of it. Okay? Do you know how where will you spend? I have a bit of a cold, so you might just have to go for it. Where will you spend eternity? This question comes to you and me. Okay. Do you got the rhythm in your mind? What that song is. So now, if you can, take your pen, and I want you to tap out a rhythm with me. Okay, it's going to be a... And then after we get it, we get that rhythm in us, okay? Then I want us to sing that song to that rhythm, okay? Okay, you ready? I have to come up with a rhythm here. Let's see. So we'll go. Hard, soft, hard, soft, soft, hard, soft. Okay, you ready? So, hard, soft, hard, soft, soft, hard, soft. Okay, now let's sing Where We Spend Eternity to that. Okay, ready? This question comes to you and me. Does it make sense? Can you get the two to cross over? Okay, so in the song, just from what we've said so far, what order, what does the song in its true form, Where We Spend Eternity, appeal to? Which part of you?
Kind of a crossover between soul and spirit.
Okay. Is there any emotion in there? So soul, spirit. Okay, so let's just from where we are, it's a crossover between soul and spirit. Which one is the primary, you think? And we'll use emotion as the tiebreaker. Emotion will push it over towards soul.
It has to be your soul.
Okay. What do you think? Is that? Do you agree with Gina? Is it primarily emotion, or is it primarily soul, or are we? Is it worship?
It's very pensive and thoughtful.
Okay.
It makes you think about the words.
Yeah.
This one doesn't really worship. It's more appealing to somebody to accept or to make their decision.
Yeah. Does that song just give you confidence? Or does it kind of, in the back of your mind, it gnaws at, kind of get you to check out who you are, right? Kind of feel a bit emotional at the end. I do. So what does it appeal to?
It appeals to your will, so it's more your soul.
Okay. It challenges your will. I'm not sure if it appeals to your will. Okay. So now, what did that rhythm appeal to?
The body.
Yeah, you were making a rhythm with your body. Yeah. Okay. All right. So, how many of you know the song Between Here and Sunset? Okay, let's sing the first verse of that song also. Let's see here.
Between here and sunset, there'll be rivers to cross. The winds may be drowned me, my ship may be tossed. But the pilot that's guiding my vessel.
How many of you know the song, Oh God, Our Help in Ages Past? Oh God, oh. Okay, let's sing the first verse if we can.
Oh God, our help in ages past, our hope for years to come.
what did both of those songs talk about?
Heaven.
Okay? Additional to that.
God's help.
God's help. Exactly. God's help. So, what do you... So, we got two songs singing about God's help. So, what do you think is the primary appeal of Between Here and Sunset?
Comfort.
Well, you don't have that as an option. It's body, soul, or spirit. Body, soul, or spirit. Between Here and Sunset. What is the primary? Soul? Okay.
Body.
Nope. Okay, why? You say spirit. Oh, you said
spirit. You're asking God to help you.
Okay. But I'm asking you to analyze the music on how it appealed to you. I know that's what you, I know that's what you're asking God to do.
I'd say soul.
Okay. Why do you say soul over spirit?
Just the way that the music flows, it brings an emotion out of me.
Right. What were you going to say?
That's what I was going to say. Yeah. I know that song can get me emotional.
Yeah. So is there anyone here that can sing that song without feeling emotional? Can you? And if you are you a brick?
The only way is if I shut the song totally out of my mind and just sing without thinking one bit of the words.
If you just think about it. And he'll hold back the sun. Imagine. He'll hold back the sun if the need were. If the mountain's too steep, you'll lower it. I mean, just think of the power and the access to that you have. It's so powerful, right? We get all jacked up on it. Now, it's not at all my... Please understand me. I wanted to say this earlier. This is a disclaimer that I'm not being negative on that fact. We're just trying to be factual here. What is it? How has it been? Now, O God, our help in ages past. What does it talk about? God's help. Okay, but what does it appeal to?
Spirit. It sounds more worshipful than like you're worshiping God as your helper.
Do you feel the same emotion come out of you when you sing that song as when you sing Between Here and Sunset? So it appeals to something different. Is that right?
It appeals more to my trust factor.
Okay.
I wouldn't know that it would necessarily appeal to anything different. It's just the emotion would be different. I would, in singing "Oh God, our help in ages past," it's almost a joyful song because God was our help in times past. He will be our help in the future. Whereas Between Here and Sunset is more of a written from a perspective of a personal experience. They were probably both written from personal experiences, but it appeals more to the attentive mode of wondering of and realizing what God can do for us.
Yeah. So I think they both say the same message. God, our help in ages past, or hopefully, I mean, it refers to the past, and he can hold back the sun if he decides to. You know, he can split the Red Sea, what all he can do. But I think that the message is the same, the appeal is completely different. Now, you can challenge that statement, but that's...
Appeal as in what? Like, are you meaning the emotion it brings forth from us? Or the feeling it brings forth from us? Or are you
Well, when you sing Between Here and Sunset, do you feel emotion? If nothing else, does the hair on the back of your neck stand up? You know, it's emotional. Now, do you feel that exact same emotion with "Oh God, our help in ages past"? No. You know.
But you feel that I feel an emotion.
It's appealing to your worship.
Yeah.
But yeah, maybe you feel close to the same emotion, huh?
Does it depend where this song is sung under different circumstances? You know, I'm specifically thinking like persecution or, I don't know. Just curious.
Without just clearly opinion dropping, I'm... Yeah, what do you guys think? Would a location of singing change that? But if there was a recent death, and you were noticing the words, would those two songs appeal to you the same way? That's the question. Clearly not. They're written different. The one is purposely written for emotional appeal, and not even apologetic about it. That's how it's written, to try to be that way. All right. All right, so now this is more just, so what about music that is heavy on artistic appeal? So music that is like classical music or complex choral music. What do you guys think about, are you okay with music that appeals to your artistic side primarily? And if you're not, we need a dissenting voice, maybe.
Maybe it depends where we're singing.
Okay.
I think the songs we sing in the church should not primarily just appeal to our artistic side.
Okay.
But music is an art.
Should we purposely be sloppy to avoid being artistic in music? So what, like, what feeling do you get when you see a beautiful painting, or maybe you should say when you walk into a house and there is an absolutely gorgeous set of cabinets? It's art. A master cabinet maker made them. Like what do you feel or see, or does it cause you to worship?
It's beautiful anyway.
You see that it's beautiful? Yeah. Does it make you wish you could? Mm-hmm. Kind of. It appeals to that artistic side. It pulls out your desire to be able to do something like that. Like, I'd like to be really good at least that something. Except not mediocre at everything. So another genre of music that has a certain appeal is Negro spirituals. So the order, what do you think is the, do you know what a Negro spiritual is? Does anyone know? Like, what is the order of appeal in a Negro spiritual typically? What'd you say? And maybe you have to answer the question, where is the basis for a lot of those songs? It is in a people who are oppressed, a people who are, if you think about in slavery when they were attempting to escape, there's some of those songs that were sung sort of in rebellion to the slave masters, to their people who were, so they're packed full of emotion. But those people generally are emotional, so those songs tend to be emotionally driven songs that would appeal to your body and your emotions. All right, what do you think, would it help you if you showed up Sunday morning? Now, I know I've been to some Mennonite churches where you show up Sunday morning, you walk in, and imagine it's full of people, well-behaved people, The children are sitting quietly on the bench. Because I'm not there, my children aren't sitting there quietly on the bench. But just imagine it. We've probably all been to one or two. It's just silent, and they're waiting for the service to begin. Would it help you to have some soft piano music playing to get ready for the service?
Absolutely. I didn't want to say that, but I didn't want to
lecture. And what would it help you do? What would it help with?
As I answer, I think it helps bring focus, reflection,
so,
emotional appeal as well.
Okay. So it's appealing to your emotion. It's things are happening to you,
it's
right?
Terrifying.
It's not negative. It's not neutral.
Right. Maybe similar to Brian's thoughts, but I think for me it would help me kind of, depending what tune's playing, I could start to wrap my mind around it and start thinking about maybe the words of that tune, or maybe it's a tune that has no words written to it. I don't know, that would be a problem, but it would help to collect your wandering thoughts and sort of bring them to one place. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think that's what it would do to me.
So can we decide what order of appeal? So it's likely, I don't know. Let's say it's hymn music, music we're familiar with, that we would typically even sing in church. What order of appeal do you think that would be? Body, soul, and spirit? Spirit, soul, body? Soul, body, spirit? What do you think it would?
Soul, spirit, body.
So emotion, worship, body. Okay? Do you agree with that? Now, do you think it... No, I won't say that yet. So what about using highly emotional or body appealing music as an evangelistic tool? You think that would be people who respond to that type of music, do you think would that'd be a great tool? Or what would be the risk, I guess, of that?
A shallow conversion experience.
Why do you say that?
Because it felt good at the moment, so here we are, let's do it, you know. And then as soon as they're away from that, they no longer have that. That's what brought them to it, and now you take it out of their life, and it's just...
So the emotion of the moment,
yeah,
possibly could hinder the depth of the experience?
Into the same thing as the people that ripped apart the t-shirt in the moment of how they felt, either for the good or the bad, it could sway their decision.
Yeah. So invigorated in the body alone is probably not enough depth, so we're going to need some soul and spirit in there, mixed into their conversion experience. Yeah. So does anyone have anything to say on any of this? I've been moving through sort of fast because I want to get to some other places. But
I just briefly wondered how piano music would really help you that much. Because, I had asked my question, why would it help you? Shouldn't you already be at peace and calm in your soul? And so it's like, really, I love to come to church and just start reading the Bible, and that's what calms me.
Mm-hmm.
But that's just the point.
There's something about just silence. I personally think you don't have enough silent time in church service. And I think walking in, that's part of that. We need silence too. I love silence.
So the piano music would do what? I think you're inferring negative towards the piano music. Or am I wrong?
Yes.
Okay, so what would that do?
To me, I think it would be distracting in a way that I just want to sit silence for meditation. saying that music cannot help meditation, but it's probably more of a personal preference for it. But I want to meditate.
Well, see, if you understand what's actually happening to you, is that music is likely appealing to your emotions and to your soul. So it's not like this neutral thing. It's an actual thing happening. It's an actual experience that you're experiencing. So versus silence, I guess, is... I'm not casting judgment either way. I'm just saying it's not a neutral experience that is happening to you when you're hearing that music.
Imposing on me at all. It's just, to me, when I hear something like that, it's like it clears the rattle that my Sunday morning involves. There's a lot of, sure you say you should be quiet and calm when you get to church. It's just not. It's a noisy affair getting in there and the men they have the time and the family has behaved, and so I sit down. And then I feel like God begins to talk to me, just like when I'm hearing the song Just As I Am sometimes. Whether I responded or not, I'm suddenly made aware of the words of Just As I Am as, you know, so important as a converted man that, you know, God is so gracious and accepting, you know. And personally, I get so much quiet sometimes in the truck or whenever I'm asking a question in Sunday school. And I don't think they're worshiping, they're just being hungry.
So one point I'd like to make is my personal opinion here is that it's not wise to try to block out the soul and soul and body part of us and say that when you get to church it has to be all spirit. All spirit. Because soul and body are also part of the package. I mean, read the Psalms, they're packed full of emotion, some of them. Yeah.
I think we're presented with two different backgrounds. Some people may have grown up with music, played more at home. Some people grew up with very little music at home. And so I think that's going to affect how each of us respond to music and what it is in the music that appeals to us. Some people it may be the words, other people it may be the composition of the notes themselves. I know for myself, when I was growing up, it was a composition of music. I couldn't understand the words, but I could the music appealed to myself the way it was written, just in the notes of the music themselves. And so I think we're two different backgrounds, two different people might walk in the same church and get two different feelings if the piano is playing. Some people might come in and feel rested, and, I mean, they give a worshipful feeling, while another person would walk in and go, why is that extra noise around?
Yeah. So I can say that I have been successful here today if I make you aware of the fact that listening to soft piano music before church, you suddenly are aware that there is an order of appeal in that music. Yeah. Anyone else have something to say? Yes, sir.
You notice that it says soft piano playing. We're not talking about Gator style, you know, having a talk with Jesus. To me, you know, music makes me reflect when I listen to music. it automatically touches me and makes me reflect on life. We sang Nearer Still Nearer today, we sang yesterday too, and that's one of my favorite songs because it makes me stop and really challenge my connection with God and am I actually drawing here. And I think, like I said before, piano, it's just a real soft, I can about hear it right now. Yeah, my wife plays piano, and I just, to me, it has a way of capturing those random thoughts that you can have on a morning, Sunday morning, of, you know, we're going for lunch, what we're having for dinner, or, you know, whatever, and kind of bring it all around music and worship. I'm done.
So I'm listening, but I'm getting ready for the.
Is that your soul or spirit there?
Okay, does anyone else have anything they want to dump on us before we...
I recently walked into a great painter's studio, and when I looked at his paintings, there's so much work represented there. And it wasn't that I wanted to paint like that at all. And in reference to the choral music, there's music way out of my league. And to me, I'm still challenged, and I think the beauty is remarkable. So that's just a side note that I think you can worship through things you will never be able to.
All right, so I'm going to play us a few songs, and we'll see if we can diagnose them. Some of these are going to be a little bit difficult, so we'll see how it goes. Remember, so appeal to the spirit is to the worship side of you. Okay, appeal to it's your capacity to worship. It's your capacity to place value on what you're worshiping. The soul is your artistic appeal. It's your consciousness. It's our mind. It's our thoughts. It's our will, and it's our emotions, and then our body. Okay, so let's hear this. Hopefully, we don't. I think Charity, were you singing on that?
What is that? Which one?
Hymns of the Church.
Oh, the purple
one? Yeah. Okay, so what did that appeal to? I got a few more I want to do, so hurry.
Body, I mean, it worked.
It had some appeal on body, absolutely. I wanted to sing, absolutely. What was the primary appeal?
Soul.
I think soul's pretty high.
Spirit.
And spirit's pretty high too. So that one,
responds to your soul in a spirit of worship, and the rhythm attracts the body.
Yeah. So I'm gonna give it a tie between soul and spirit with body, a not so distant third. All right, so let's see here.
singing glory, glory, hallelujah, glory, glory, hallelujah, singing glory, glory, hallelujah, glory, glory, hallelujah. Born a night so very long ago. Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Yeah, that
just
appeal.
Born a child.
What did that appeal to, primarily?
Soul.
Yeah. No. Oh. Well, maybe. But what did that appeal to? It appealed to your body. That's the primary appeal. What's secondary?
Soul.
And then spirit. So that one I'm going to propose is completely in reverse of what it should be. Huh? Oh, you can. No, I'm not passing judgment on it. I'm just saying, just be aware of what's happening to you. Okay? All right, let's see.
My soul cries out, O Lord, our Lord, to my toiling ends, and you call me home. Since I caught a glimpse of my home in the sky, nothing in this world keeps me satisfied. Is that the lights of home I see? Is that the Lord standing high on heaven's balcony? If that's the lights of home, it's a welcome sight to me.
I don't want to stop that one either. Okay. What's the appeal of that song? So I'm hearing a lot of soul. Okay? Why?
Very much appealing to
emotion. Yep. It's appealing to emotion. Okay, what's the secondary appeal?
Spirit.
You didn't really necessarily want to snap your hands to that one. Snap your fingers. Me?
No, like myself.
So that's the artistic side, which would be soul.
Like when I walked into the gym today, they were singing, but mm-hmm. I sang the song Just As I Am.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, that's always when you have evangelists singing, always, you know, really gets at your conscience and your heart. I think something has.
Mm-hmm.
But when I walked in there, the harmony and the beauty far outpassed anything in the world.
So I really want to be careful to say I'm not. I have a suggested order of appeal, but they all appeal to one of them, or to all three at some level. There is. Okay. Hopefully, I've got enough phone service for this one. Sorry, I chose the wrong one. Let's see if I can find it now.
That you might be healed.
All right, what did that appeal to?
Spirit.
So it was worship. It appealed to your worship? Primarily worship, is that what I'm hearing? What's the secondary appeal?
Soul, but for me, soul is in first.
Okay.
Because he is.
Okay. You know, it's me. No, it's not. So, spirit, soul, and body, is that how we class that song? So is body completely absent?
No,
absolutely not. Yeah. Yeah.
I just had this observation that most of the songs that we listened to and evaluated was either body, spirit, soul, or spirit, soul, body. Body was either the beginning or the last.
Okay.
Of the order.
Okay.
So the calmer ones appeal to the spirit and the soul and then the body. And the more lively ones appeal to the body and then the soul and the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Is the body ever in the middle?
When do you guys have to be somewhere? I'm going to try one more if you've got time.
That's music I got all day.
Let's see if I can get on this. I don't have great phone service in here, so... By the way, that's the type of music you all need to cultivate listening to. So.
Which one? All of them or
the last one? This last one. Okay, listen to this one.
Building up, the temple building up, the temple building up, the temple building up, the temple building up. 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 The temple of the Lord. Say, brother, walk to hell. You help me, sister, walk to hell. You help me building up.
Soul, spirit, body. Come on.
Soul, body.
Body's first?
It starts
soul's
out
first.
Way, but it changes, I think.
Soul is first. You're not allowed to say body's first. All right, thank you guys for... In the very last part of that paper, I propose a way to analyze music. It's a 6-point way to analyze music. So, thank you very much for your help in this class. Have a great day.